The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts. If you are just joining us, we are here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. Earlier in the week, we were in Austin, the last couple of days in Boston. Aidy McGuinness is one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe. He's executive chairman with Sigma Recruitment. And Matt Moen is with the FKM Group. He, too, one of the founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. And it's great to see you today. So how was the week, Aidy?
Yeah, great week and great to have you guys here. I think in numbers, we've had 11 events. I think we've covered 12,000 miles so far. We must add that up.
You'll have to plant a lot of trees now for your carbon offsets.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that and going, a lot of our guys travel here anyway. So at least they were productive, you know, coming to 11 events. People might travel over, as I was saying earlier, for one or two meetings. So we will be cognizant genuinely about the carbon thing. The other thing is, if we get people, if it does, and it will, create jobs at home in Ireland, and being Irish, people won't have to go to Australia or to Canada. So we must work out the net effect, but we will be conscious of that.
Yeah, it's, well, I know this is kind of side tangential, but to pick up on that point, it is something that strikes me when I speak to people who are part of the travelling group, how often they use this as a chance to go off and kind of do other work. They've got other meetings. And it speaks to the relationships that already exist a lot of the time.
Exactly. A lot of Ireland. Like, you know, we do try and look at deals, but a lot of it's just developing relationships. You know, we were talking about Dell there and Indeed from Austin. I mean, obviously their story in Ireland has evolved over probably 30 years now from manufacturing with ups and downs, net ups. So those relationships really need to be nurtured. You know, if a market means that somebody can't manufacture in Ireland anymore, the relationship with the IDA mainly and with Team Ireland means that, you know, we can develop it and try to get new business in there, because a lot of those companies have changed three or four times completely. Mm. But in numbers, we've had over 1,000 guests. But I need to give you my quick version. In shoes, I'm a terrible packer. We come over here, last year in Dublin, wearing welly boots. First day, we wore golf shoes. Second day, it was 30 degrees when we played in the golf club at George, and such a great welcome from the Green Tour in Atlanta. Then we were wearing sandals. The next day, as you know, we went to Georgia Tech and we brought our kicking boots because we got there with Rob Kearney and some of the guys. And then we went to Austin and honestly bought cowboy boots. So well, I don't know how we're going to get them all back.
And danced in them.
And today, as you see, we're posh black brogues because we're all very corporate today. And tonight we might have our drinking boots on.
Well, this is the danger of WhatsApp now. I've got videos of Aidy and Matt line dancing and two-stepping, as I think we're meant to call it in this part of the world. So, I mean, for the right price, I'll keep them private, lads. Matt, there was mention there of the IDA, and I think lots of people at home, when they think of that transatlantic piece, you know, that business investment piece, that's who they think of. What's the relationship like with the IDA?
Yeah, we have a fantastic relationship with the IDA, and I suppose it's Team Ireland. As we started in this journey 11 years ago, we founded Ireland Gateway to Europe. It was really to bolster and support the IDA and to have a Team Ireland support. But they've been phenomenal. It's been a successful week. And as you know, business is a contact sport. So I suppose the access and support that the IDA have given us to companies that have been successful in Ireland, like Indeed, like Dell, and to take other companies that are thinking of looking to go into Europe and to really use Ireland as a location for both talent and for the technology. But I think this week with the IDA, it stands out really in the content as regards the AI and the involvement of AI has been very interesting on it.
Yeah, so that's one of the themes I've noticed, AD, as well, speaking to people, that has emerged. Is, you know, there'll be issues specific to Atlanta, to Austin, to Boston, but one of the themes has been AI.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, topical in practically every conference right now. And we had, as you know, we had ethical conversations, we had practical conversations, different views, large, small, different perspectives. We've had academic in Georgia Tech. We had doctors talking about it. So, yeah, it's obviously topical. And maybe from an IDA perspective, one of the things that happened in Austin, wasn't it? They were talking about using the localization of AI where US companies, it's actually very American English orientated.
Yeah.
And the benefit about getting access gateway to Europe of European talent to have it more European. I think Matt has been modest because he came over on a recce trip to Austin, and Mary McAvoy, particularly in the IDA, has never, we've never had so much support, so she was great.
She was absolutely fantastic. 2 years ago, we did a recce trip over, and really a big shout out to Mary and her team, who not alone, you know, you can have passive supporters and you can have active supporters, but to really guide us along and to fill the rooms and give us access that you wouldn't have anywhere else. So, and indeed, the other, I suppose, is phenomenon of the three ladies that's been involved in the three cities. If we take Katrina Blewett in Atlanta, Mary in Austin, and indeed just with Suzanne Hughes here this morning at the breakfast, having Joe Kennedy at a breakfast meeting here with the IDA to support to give Ireland support, they've very much so opened up the doors for us and allowed us. And we have the track record of 10 years now, so and we have a very good travelling community with us.
And I mean that relationship, it's built on kind of a much deeper relationship, particularly between Boston and Ireland. You mentioned Joe Kennedy was in Belfast yesterday, and he was at your event with Boston College today.
Yeah, and that just shows you, as regards one of the points that came across this morning with Aer Lingus and Team Ireland, that there's 11 flights over to Boston. You can actually get from Boston to Dublin quicker than you get from Boston to California to do business. So with those sort of stats, we're blessed with the Team Ireland. And indeed, News Talks of Sport come out. I'd like to thank you for over the years as well, for the whole team, of allowing us to echo the message of Team Ireland, that Ireland is a great place to do business, especially post-COVID. We really felt that the Ireland Gateway to Europe initiative has taken an extra bounce in its step and is needed.
Yeah, listen, it's been our great pleasure as well to be involved. Adi, what are the hurdles or the limits that still exist in terms of exploiting the relationship, you know, fully? Maybe from an Irish point of view, be it kind of regulation or policy, or, you know, is it physical infrastructure? Is it labour force capacity? What are the kind of the problems that people still run into?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, as you know, we've gone through the full cycle of, you know, the foreign direct investment was very much the initial thing. Now we bring a lot of Irish CEOs, so we're very conscious about the bilateral nature of it. I suppose there's geopolitical threats, as you know, we've spoken about. There's the elections. I know you've covered extensively during the week. I mean, we think the personal relationships will prevail, you know, so there's always going to be challenges. If you say COVID was thrown at us and obviously geopolitical uncertainty, it will continue to be thrown at us. But we're saying if we have those personal relationships, I mean, if we have 1,000-odd guests, and I know this is a bit simplistic, and 40 of us, there's potential for 40,000 interactions. As you know, there's been so many coincidental and serendipitous meetings, like so many, too many to mention. And they will all evolve, you know. And equally, you're right, the current relationships evolve every time we're here. So there's lots, and you've covered them during the week in terms of geopolitical, in terms of elections, in terms of technology, in terms of things like that, challenges for housing in Ireland, which we're addressing. But I think the relationships will prevail, and that's why we need to keep doing it.
Yeah, well, listen, we wish you continued success in the future as well. And thanks a million for joining us here. And thanks for including us as well as part of the entire delegation.
Honestly, Kieran, like, I think all our delegation, you can see this. It sounds cheesy to say it, but they've been great ambassador for Ireland, including you and Jess and Padder here. You know, like, it's been a great ambassadors, and I think all our team have represented.
You haven't
Ireland
seen how Padder's going to behave at the ice hockey now tomorrow. He's hanging around Boston. I'm not sure we'll be disowning him yet. Adi. We'll be disowning him yet. Sorry to out the producer on national radio. Adi McGuinness, executive chairman, Sigmar Recruitment, and Matt Moen of the FKM Group, both founders of Ireland Gateway to Europe. Gentlemen, again, thanks a million for joining us here in studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.